Dan Savage is a spokesperson for the homosexual anti-bullying campaign, which is nothing more than the affirmation of homosexuality, GLSEN. Exemplified my point to a T when he began to dare God's justice by attacking the Bible, the homosexual stumbling block, and to curse those who did not agree with his perversion. It was reported that the first thing the bully said was, "Hope you're all using birth control," that the Bible was BS,
bullshit in the Bible,
and then continued spewing out sexual innuendos to high school students. This bully also set an atmosphere of hostility towards Christians who espouse beliefs that he was literally taking on himself. More than 100 students stood up and walked out of his derogatory, perverted, deranged, vulgar, and backward speech in a high school journalism forum. Yes, I said a high school. The bully that took off the mask of the radical homosexual agenda was Dan Savage, founder of It Gets Better Project, an anti-bullying campaign with supporters and contributors from none other than Barack Hussein Obama. If Dan is not licking doorknobs in hopes that others get sick with the flu, then he and his husband are guests at the White House for President Obama's 2011 LGBT Pride Month reception, as well as attendees at the White House Anti-Bullying Conference. Keep in mind, this is the same president who overlooked the ICE investigation into the Pentagon. 5,000 DOJ employees were investigated for child pornography, who appointed over 225 homosexuals into key positions in government, including Supreme Court Justice Alina Kagan, who queerified Harvard, and who appointed as a safe school czar Kevin Jennings, who wanted to queerify the elementary. The National Education Association has worked hand in glove with this agenda as well. They already had an LGBT caucus for teachers, but in 2010 felt it necessary to celebrate a new caucus, the Drag Queen Caucus. The National Education Association also refused to pass Amendment I-24, designed to protect students from sexual misconduct by teachers. Many feel they refused to pass the amendment in order to protect teachers who have sex with students. No wonder this bully felt so emboldened to attack a bunch of high school students, and just think, right under the noses of their parents. Dan Savage is also the same radical homosexual who said on HBO he wished all Republicans were blanking dead.
"You Republicans are like Arafat."
"Unfortunately, not exactly like him. I wish they were all fucking dead." Sorry.
"No, but I think it's..."
In 2006, Savage said,
"Carl Romanelli should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope."
Which, by the way, stands contrary to the radical homosexual agenda's premise for hate crimes legislation. He also said,
I sometimes think about f***ing this shit on a Rick Santorum. Just because I think...
I'm with you.
He needs it. So it's not just women we're talking about.
Sure.
Let's bone that Santorum boy.
All right. Let's video it.
I'm up for whipping up some Santorum in Santorum.
If the president and the homosexual lobby went out to prove my point, it could not have done a better job. In concert, these two radicals are clearly and literally at war with God and America as you know it. The homosexual lobby is foolishly being used as a political battering ram by an administration only to undermine and implement foreign law to that of America's. The radicals are at their end of trying to deceive the American people, and why not? Because the American people have found out their agenda by discovering the homosexuals through every deception. Their false premise with civil rights, their false premise with hate crimes, their false premise now with bullying. At every turn, their false premise is discovered. People have seen clearly after the demonstration their version of tolerance and love, when in fact, it is quite the opposite.
It's funny, as someone who's on the receiving end of beatings that are justified by the Bible, how pansy some people react when you push back.
Attack and then cry victim is their new face for the world to see. Bigotry to the fullest, hate and intolerance towards anyone who resists their perversion. America must come to the very realization that this agenda undermines everything that we are. John Adams, the second president of these United States, said, Our Constitution is made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other.
George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness. These firmest props of the duties of men and citizens, whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to give you a quick heads up. Picnic at the Park, Parish Park, Johnstown, Colorado, June 28th, 2025, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is our next stop. Picnic at the Park, Parish Park, KHNC 1360. Event from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Johnstown, Colorado, June 28th. Wanted to give you that heads up. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. Subscribe to both those pages if you'd like to call in. Love to hear from you, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. The number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, I just want to give you a real quick shout out. We could, because we could cover the show all day long concerning what's going on in California. I want you to understand, friends, that it was both federal and state governments that allured the illegals into the country in the first place, attempting to create domestic insurrection to play the games that they're playing right now. This is allegedly through the mainstream media and the deceivers themselves trying to get you to believe that it's about the illegals when, in fact, it's aimed at you and me. Bringing in our military, bringing in unconstitutional agencies to deal with them, and you have the American people, at least in some cases, shouting down the government to intervene because we need more control. That's why they created the domestic insurrection in the first place. This is what communists do. Folks, they need some crisis, some event to overthrow the system of government to establish anew. If people would just sit back and pay attention to the fact that it was the federal government, the governors and the mayors that illegally allured them in the first place, they would probably be asking themselves the question, why has not Donald Trump
brought forth the DOJ that he could do whatever he wanted to do with said Donald to go ahead and deal with those treasonous governors and mayors and then the illegals. The illegals should be dealt with, friends, by none other than we the people, an armed militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. Folks, what's being played out right now is all through deceptive measures. Again, they're testing the American people to see how far they can go with you. Folks, Gavin Newsom needs to be strung up, friends. He needs to be strung up. He's committed the act of treason, just like the rest of the treasonous said representatives have committed against we the people in opening the floodgates to those that mean to conquer who we are as a people. But again, a disobedient people aren't going to hear that. They're going to reach out to the government that they so trust in because they haven't been paying attention to the fact that they're the ones that have created the chaos and the crises in the first place. Folks, this is all in the hands of my Father, Abba Father, bringing judgment upon a people that have refused to acknowledge his hand in all things. Blessed are those that trust in the Lord. Cursed are those that trust in the arm of the flesh. The American people are reaping a curse, friends. That's what's happening here, if you cannot see it for what it is, scripturally and spiritually. Further ado, I want to go ahead and I want to highlight the fact that I've been giving attention to those that want to go ahead and celebrate what they call Pride Month. Completely unconstitutional. It's felonious activity. It's a crime against every single one of us in this country. But yet, who's perpetrating the crime more than the mainstream media? They're useful idiots and the corrupt politicians? Nobody. Why? Because they're all controlled and extorted to do the biddings of those that are pulling their strings. Okay? Again, I want to make sure and make clear that everybody understands where we're at today. When we look at what's going on in the country, as a reminder, again, the rainbow isn't a celebration of sin. It's a reminder of God's righteous judgment upon sinners. They have it completely upside down. I also wanted to make clear that when you look in Genesis 18, friends, you can see that Abraham was seeking the face of the Lord to show mercy upon Sodom and Gomorrah that tolerated the crimes of men raping little boys and raping each other. Okay? If you don't know the account, go ahead and check it out, friends, concerning Lot. But with that, Abraham sought him out and said, Lord, will you save them if I can find 50 righteous? It went from 50 to 40 righteous to 30 righteous to 20 righteous to 10 righteous. And it's exactly what we're seeing in America today. The Lord couldn't find a righteous man. And that is exactly why the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Because nobody was willing to go ahead and stand in the gap. That's what I'm doing here right now, friends. I'm doing my best to stand in the gap so innocent people aren't destroyed with the guilty. But again, I want you to make clear, friends, that the Lord judged Sodom and Gomorrah, and only man to stand back and look upon the Lord and say, oh my goodness, I wish I would have obeyed when I had the opportunity to do so. The Lord destroyed it all because nobody stood up in the face of these evils. Let's not be guilty of that. What I'm going to do, friends, on the other side of this first hard break here is I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you, because we named the show today, who are the victims? And again, they want to sell the slogan bullying when in fact they're the ones doing the bullying. They want to play the victim, as I've said before. They want you to believe that they have the shield when in fact they're the ones perpetuating the crime. And over the last four shows, I've done nothing but show you just that. And I don't think that there's anybody that needs any convincing concerning what's going on behind this agenda, this sodomite agenda, more so than the American people, because the people have seen what's behind all of this through the transgender movement, the sodomite movement. It's always aimed at the kids. That is felonious activity. Luke 17:2 says it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own neck and to cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend the little ones, which means, friends, they've crossed the lines. And if they've crossed the lines, do yourself a favor and your family a favor and stand up and demand law enforcement to bring judgment upon the heads of those that mean to commit crimes against the children, because I, for one, will not stand for this. My Father doesn't stand for it. Therefore, I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going to stand against it. And that's what the Lord meant when he said, keep my commandments and live. Proverbs 7:2. Read Proverbs 7:2. It says just that.
I'm going to come right back to this, and I'm going to start showing you, friends, who the victims are once again, and I'm going to show you how they've attempted to commit crimes against you, the innocent people, and only to blame you for the guilty crimes that they themselves have been fought, in part, to be perpetuating. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. Did I do this during the first segment? Let me give it to you again. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. The list goes on. I want to go ahead and kick this off just so I can get as much information out there as I possibly can. Because one of the things that we have been told for a long time coming from the Sodomites, this has been going on since the beginning of time. But the fact of the matter is they accuse others of what they're guilty of. And we've seen this 1,000 times. And yet the mainstream media, they're useful idiots under the dictates of the CIA Mockingbird-controlled media, continuously try to sell you that they are, in fact, the victims to the crimes of those that are perpetuating the crime. Let's see if that is true. Let me go ahead and go to some of the fruit, just the sum of the fruit, the tip of the iceberg concerning what they're responsible for.
Noose ignites more protests at a campus in San Diego, California. A student who admits she hung it in the campus library has been suspended. You know what she did? She put a noose out there, hung it up, and then she blamed innocent people for the crimes that she was guilty of. A UC San Diego student admitted Friday to hanging a rope noose from a campus library bookcase in an act that triggered more protests at a school already riled up by other recent racially charged incidents. Folks, we're not ruled by color. Like, we're not ruled by unconstitutional parties. We're ruled by law, and we judge men by the content of their character. Okay? Angry students responded to the incident by storming and occupying the office of UC San Diego Chancellor Mary Ann Fox. The sit-in continued for about 6 hours on Friday and ended without arrests, and a sympathy protest at UCLA lasted for about an hour, officials said. The UC San Diego police confirmed that the student contacted them Friday morning and acknowledged responsibility for placing the noose the night before on a lamp fixture atop a seventh-floor bookcase in the campus's main library. Police did not release the woman's name or race or provide any information about the motive. Let me tell you why they did that, why they censored that information. Because it didn't work for their narrative. What you have here is you have political police enforcement in working in cahoots or in line with the corrupt in the mainstream media to make sure that no narrative gets out that doesn't fit the narrative that they mean to drive literally down upon the people. The incident was the latest in a series of events sparking racial tensions and concern at the San Diego campus. An off-campus party described as a Compton cookout mocked Black History Month, leading to charged students and protests. A few days later, a campus satirical is what it says. A group defended the party and used a derogatory term about blacks on a campus television show. Fox said she suspended the student who hung the noose pending further investigation. Again, folks, I'm just showing you how far they're willing to go. A rash of gay bashing incidents at the Tamalpais High School. I had to break it up into syllables, friends. Sorry about that. But at this high school was the work of a student gay leader who claimed that she was the victim of hate crimes. It was disclosed yesterday. The 17-year-old girl, a top athlete who leads the school's Gay Straight Alliance, told authorities she was the perpetrator of the incidents, which included scrawling on the wall, "die fag" on her car and at the high school. The individual's own statement substantiated the evidence previously gathered as to the source of the vandalism and annoying phone calls, Mill Valley Police Captain James Wickham said in a press release. Other incidents involved teachers who got threatening phone messages and a typed message using anti-gay language that was sent to administrators. Evidence developed during the course of the investigation, it indicated that the student victim was actually the person responsible for committing the crime, Wickman said. It has been determined that all incidents have been committed by a single individual. Y'all understand how this works, right? Uh-oh, folks, it's exactly what MSNBC did to this ministry, not once, but twice. They want to cast into the minds of the people that they're the victims. And let me reiterate the point that they're the victims, as they declare, only of the law that is there to condemn their crime. And there's a reason we have laws in the books that condemn their crimes. There's a reason the Lord calls them crimes against nature and state statute. There's a reason the Lord calls them an abomination. Look what they're willing to do, friends. Look at how far they're willing to go to play the victim.
Look at how look at the lack of compassion and their willingness to go ahead and accuse others of crimes they did not commit. This is what you're feeling. This is what apathy and tolerance is feeling, friends. Let me go to the next one here. Oh, because there's a plethora of these. I think at the end of the show today, friends, you're going to be taken back like, whoa, I never knew that. Let me remind you as well, first and foremost, because everything is premised off of Scripture. It tells us in Deuteronomy 19:19, what are you supposed to do in response to these people? It says, then shall you do unto them as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil away from among you. Folks, in situations like this, you have to judge them according to the intent they had towards the innocent. And that's how you're supposed to judge them. Okay? And if you forget that, again, what you're going to end up with is encouraging these people to continue forward in perpetuating crimes that they themselves are guilty of, in laying upon the heads of the innocent, which the Bible tells us is an abomination, Proverbs 17:15. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards. Y'all with me? As if done while looking into a mirror. Later, Elliot admitted to the police that the injuries were self-inflicted. This is what they're celebrating this month, friends. This is what 345 million people are tolerating concerning the 1.7% of the population that just sit back and say, I was born this way. I can't help myself. Here, let me just equate something to you, friends, when you fall to a narrative like that, because what it does is it destroys law from the top to the bottom. What happens when a man steals your goods and he stands in front of the judge and he says, you know what, judge, I couldn't keep my hands off this person's property. I couldn't help myself because this is the way I was born. I was born this way. Or what about the one that commits perjury? Right? These are violations. Stealing is the 8th commandment, Exodus 20. Lying is the 9th commandment, Exodus 20, friends. You know, what when a man says he can't tell the truth, and he says he just doesn't know how to tell the truth, and then he reverts back when talking to the judge and says, I was born this way. I just can't help myself. Or what about the man that likes to murder or the woman that likes to murder? I mean, they do their best. They only kill on Fridays after all, right? See, there again, this is what happens when man looks to man as the standard, their fallen nature, rather than the risen Christ. Read Acts 17:31. What would you think of the judge that looked at the one that stole because he said he was born that way and he couldn't keep his hands off that person's good if he just gave him a pass and he had compassion on them? Would you call that compassion? No. As Adam Smith rightly said, friends, mercy to the wicked is cruelty to the innocent. And that's exactly what that would be. Same thing for the man that can't tell the truth. And what about the man that murders? And he only murders on the Friday. And he says, listen, I've done my best, judge. I can't help myself. I got to kill. I got to murder. Again, I was born this way. Well, here's the message from Preacher Dean. The message isn't you were born that way, because it applies to all of us, that you must be born again. Period. John 3:3. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back after this break.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truth found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, just highlighting who the victims are while these sodomites are foaming out their shame and the American people are tolerating it. And then they wonder why their country's going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, that's what's crazy. There's nothing right or upright about this conduct, but the people just act like they're innocent. Oh, my goodness. Are they innocent? I was just highlighting a rash of gay bashings incidents, and I broke it up in syllables concerning the high school. It's Tamaulipas High School, where the 17-year-old basically did everything in her power to make sure that she was a victim of a hate crime. And remember how I told you that the student was not identified by the police? And I'm sure in this particular case, I'll correct myself on that. It was a minor. That's why they didn't do it. But it's interesting that after this was all said and done at that particular high school, that Paula Pilecki, the executive director of San Anslemos Spectrum, a lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocacy group. They were surprised that the police received a statement on the matter. Boy, I'll tell you what, folks, if it was true, it had been all over the United States of America within an hour. Isn't that crazy? Do you see how they're trying to defend a criminal narrative? It says right at the very end from Paula Pilecki, it's unfortunate that this information is being released to the public in this manner. She said the next few weeks will no doubt be difficult for everyone involved, and I hope the community reacts with compassion. They wanted this lesbian, okay? She wanted to make sure that compassion was shown to the 17-year-old that meant to accuse the innocent for the crimes that she was guilty of. Do you get that? This is where the American people are today. It's exactly where they're at. They don't take the time to know the difference. Doesn't the Lord say in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge? Yep, that's why you're being destroyed. You don't take the time to know the difference. And yet you see what's happening right in front of your faces, and you still let them do it. I mean, it's insane. It truly is. I just got done highlighting the fact in question. What would you think of a judge that looked down on someone that couldn't tell the truth and stands there in front of the judge expecting compassion and mercy, as men today would call it? It's not compassion or mercy. It's ignorance. But he couldn't tell the truth, and he looks at the judge and says, you know, I just can't tell the truth, judge, expecting mercy. Or what about someone that steals, expecting mercy? Or how about someone that murders, expecting mercy? And what's their excuse? I was born this way. Nonsense. The Bible says we're all born in iniquity. And what applies to every single one of us is the fact that we must repent and we must put our faith in Christ. Acts 20, verse 21. That applies to everybody. Somehow or another, they want a special pass to say that they can't even make the decision to do that. See, they have the dispensation, friends, they want you to believe that they can't do the right thing, but they can do the wrong thing. And because they can't help themselves, they want you to show compassion on them and just let them be, give them a free hand in the crimes that they're committing. Let me say this. Right must always be right. And truth must always be truth. Purity must always be purity. And right and wrong, as we all the well know, is a permanent fixture of morality that established by the Lord through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. That's absolutely 100% true. Why? Because you cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lower to fit their criminal, lawless lifestyles. It must be where it always is. Again, let me ask you a question. Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Hey, folks, if you take that for what it is, what the crime will do, if tolerated, will bring enslavement. And the question that I'm proposing right now is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because that's no good for any society. That produces bondage, as I said, not liberty. If you do away with God's law, his moral law, and you have no crime, Romans 4:15 tells us without the law, there is no transgression. And guess what, friends? The criminals love that mentality. Tyrants love that mentality. Then they can judge accordingly and arbitrarily to what they think and what they see as fit. That is dangerous. Look to Europe. Look to Europe. Look to the Supreme Court in America, friends, because that's exactly what you're getting out of the courts. It's exactly what you're getting from the White House today. Those people have convinced you somehow or another that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to at will. And the people are not holding them accountable. Not in every given scenario, not all the people. People are awakening to what's going on here. But the law is the standard, friends, in Christ fulfilled, not man's fallen nature. Okay? Why? Because right is right eternally, and it can't be wrong. In the spirit, the law is always perpetual. It's always at work. And friends, you'll see
that God is not going to leave himself without witness, because he said in Luke 12:2 that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. That's what he's doing by making known the crimes. He wants you to keep his commandments through his commandments, as I said, not suggestions. He commands that you keep his commandments for the purpose of bringing about judgment upon the heads of those that are making the innocent a prey. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Okay? The second part of that scripture. As I just said, right is rightly, it's right eternally, and it cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. This is what they're trying to do, okay? We've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just and true, by what? Again, as I said earlier, by saying, I was born this way, or I just can't help myself. Friends, this is suspicious, is it not? Yes, of course, and it's utterly false. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. When somebody breaks the law in the spirit and in the natural, there's consequence, isn't there? Yes, yes, there's consequence. And when they break that law, judgment ensues, doesn't it? Yes, that's where common sense comes into play. Why? Because man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility, okay? Sin is moral, not physical. Here, let me give you an example. If I'm driving down the highway and it's 70 miles an hour and I'm going 55 miles an hour, forgive me, because I know that in many states, they're, in matter of fact, South Dakota is 80, okay? But in Minnesota, the speed limit is 55 miles an hour, okay, on Highway 94. If I'm going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone, I'm breaking the law by 15 miles an hour. When I get pulled over by the police officer, am I going to say to him when he hands me a ticket that judgment, the first thing he does is show me, in making reference to the law, Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. He points his finger at the speed limit sign that it says, you've been going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone. Here's your ticket. There's the judgment. Are you going to be able to go ahead and look at that cop and say, hey, Mr. Ossifer, listen, I can't help myself. There's something wrong with my foot. And furthermore, I just got back from church and the church told me, thou shalt not judge. Do you think that that individual that was going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone is going to get a pass by that police officer? Or do you think that police officer who loves his country, who is a law enforcer, who is a peace officer, do you think that he's going to go ahead and overlook your crime, especially when you say that you can't help yourself and it was your foot's fault? Nope. He's going to take you out. He's going to laugh at you. He's going to take your little keister and he's going to bring you to jail, isn't he? Yep. And then they're going to take away your license. Why? Because you're not qualified to have it, because after all, you said you couldn't help yourself. Do you understand where this is leading, friends? That's a scary place to put yourself, Americans, but this is what you're allowing them to bring you to. It will not end, and it will continue on. I want to say this again. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Why? Because sin is moral. It is not physical. Never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse to break God's law or man's law, which is premised on God's law. 1 John 3:4. Again, when a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby and somehow exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he cannot help himself? This is what they're pushing. This is the agenda that they're pushing. How about this, all of you employers? What if your employer owes you a day of labor? Is he free from the duty because he has made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? Absolutely not. Is a lustful man free to indulge in his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? After all, he says again, I was born this way. Hey, folks, this is dangerous doctrine. Our laws condemn this mentality, and you're allowing them to breed this sort of narrative. When that breeds and that spreads throughout the country, friends, you're in for a whole lot of trouble. Because the Lord will judge that people on a nationwide basis. It's dangerous doctrine. God's law is a just one. And man is bound by it, though his sin somehow or another has rendered him incapable of doing so. I mean, I want you to think about it. They can't help themselves, and yet they want to remain in a free society, and in the American people are somehow not seeing this for what it is. Wow. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 281-845-4704. Last shout out. Again, we'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, "I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest." Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years in ministry. I'm going to give you one more shout-out, 281-845-4704. Again, I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you, so understood. Again, I got much to dump on you over the next segment here. But if you'd like to pop in, say something, add to, take away, contend, whatever the case is, I'll open that up for you. I wanted to give you a couple more examples concerning who are the victims. Because what we're talking about right now, friends, is the corrupt media and corrupt politicians are advocating what our laws condemn. And then also adding insult to injury by bringing forth what? A whole month dedicated to a bunch of sodomites A whole month dedicated to a bunch of people the Lord calls an abomination? And what does it lead to? What are they responsible for? Well, now we're talking about self-inflicted hate crimes. I just told you of a guy named Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri. He told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said that the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. The problem is the investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Well, guess what, friends? Later, Elliot admitted just that to the police, that the injuries were self-inflicted. Now, I just got to say this because if the shoe fits, we're going to make him wear it, okay? What did I do? Well, I said in question to myself when I first seen this, can you say Elliot really stepped in it? He really did. So what I did, friends, is I immediately, after seeing this report, I took the time to look up the word stupid on Webster's 1828 dictionary. And yes, there's a word, stupid. It means dull and insensible, okay? And in this case, very dull and very insensible and senseless. That is the definition of the word stupid. So if you think it's demeaning, well, guess what? He did this all on his own because the definition fits perfectly as to what Floyd Elliott is responsible for committing concerning the crime that he wanted to blame on somebody else, namely an innocent bystander, so he could be the victim. I mean, this is craziness, friends. Now, considering that all crime is motivated by hate, oftentimes you have to examine the allegation of the supposed hate crime to make the distinction as to who is doing the hating. I also wanted to let you know, if you don't mind me saying and adding to this, the Muslims are doing the exact same thing. Right on the heels of the Sodomites, playing the exact same card. But they have to have the Sodomites go before them. And see, they don't realize that it's the Muslims that want to behead them. So they're falling right into the hands of the perpetrator that means to take them out. That's not a joke, and that's a fact. Just go ahead and ask them. It seems today that more often than not, those that are decrying hate are the ones that are actually perpetuating the crime. And P.S., all crime is, again, motivated by hate. They intend through deceptive measures to create monsters out of those who don't agree with their lifestyles or their political agendas. And what they do is they revert back to their carnal nature, their abominable nature, which is found in Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter. And what they do is they go back to their carnal, reprobate, distorted nature for guidance. In other words, the devil, right? So in the end, they can become the victim that they long to be. Maybe this can explain why the radical homosexuals revert back to organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center. These communist organizations, whose founder is Morris Dees. Did you know this? The head of the SPLC, the founder is Morris Dees. Did you know that in the 1960s, he is noted as being one of those that has defended the KKK for their guilt of attacking black communities? Again, just giving the information that the mainstream media doesn't want you to have, friends. This is what they're celebrating today. Do you guys all remember? I'm going to show you a piece here. Do you guys all remember when Floyd Corkin walked into the Family Research Center and he tried to murder as many people as he could because he didn't like the fact that the people, the older generation, were standing up against the idea of him and a handful of others that said that they wanted to marry others of their same gender? No joke. Here, I want you to go ahead and check this out. This is ABC7WJLA, again, Channel 7. Listen to this report. We're talking about who are the victims, because this should tell you right here, friends.
In the meantime, the security guard who stopped a potential mass shooting at the Family Research Council today came face to face with the man who shot him. Leo Johnson stopped Floyd Corkins when he entered the FRC last August. Today, Corkins was sentenced to 25 years in prison. D.C. Bureau Chief Sam Ford live now.
Listen to this.
Johnson said to Corkins today in court. Evening, Sam.
Hello, Leon. Well, the quote here is, an extraordinary man showed An ordinary man showed extraordinary courage and stopped you. That is what Chief Judge Richard Roberts said to Floyd Corkins today as he sentenced him to 25 years for what might have been a Navy Yard type massacre last year, but fortunately was not.
I was very pleased with the judge's sentence today. I think justice was served.
Leo Johnson seemed relieved. He's the Family Research Council security guard shot by mentally challenged Floyd Corkins, who came in last year with
mentally challenged, the sodomite. Isn't that interesting?
Instead, he tried to shoot his way past Johnson so he could kill people opposed to gay marriage and dump the sandwiches on them. Sentencing today, prosecutors replayed Corkins' FBI interview.
What was your intention when you went in with the gun?
He was asked by the FBI, what was your intention to do with the gun? He said to kill as many people as he possibly could. This is a sodomite that wanted to marry another man. And again, they want you to believe that they're the victims.
They also showed Corkins buying the weapon days earlier, which just happened to be captured by French TV doing a story on guns.
Basic guns, just for starting out. Yeah, I don't know too much about it, but yeah.
13 months later, Johnson still has problems with his wounded arm. He told Corkins in court today he forgave him, but his injury would not let him forget.
Hey, folks, can I say something to people? When you look at Luke 17:4, here what we have here is a guy that stopped Floyd Corkins, the sodomite that was mad at people that were saying we're going to enforce the law against something that has never been in the history of mankind named gay marriage. But here we have a guy, calls himself a Christian. He's probably a cool guy. He said he forgave Floyd Corkins. Well, here's the thing. Floyd Corkins isn't repentant for the crime that he intended to commit against the people. Why would you forgive those that are not sorry? Oh, by the way, that is the very definition of a whole lot of people that are in hell right now. The modern day professors want to forgive people that are not sorry for what they did. That is the most backwards, unscriptural thing I think I've ever seen in all my life. Okay? Yeah, you forgive. You don't carry their burden, but you don't forget. And here's the other thing. You only forgive those that are sorry, keeping into scriptural content. When you see Jesus talking to Peter, he said to him, you forgive 7 times 70 to those that repent. You don't show mercy to those that aren't sorry. Again, that's ridiculous, friends. No wonder why you have in your correctional institutions today, if you want to call them that, a 74% recidivism rate. Because they're not sorry for the crime. They're only sorry that they were caught. Well, that's exactly what happened here with Floyd Corkins, who got 25 years in prison for trying to kill as many people as he possibly could. And Americans, what you need to understand is the mainstream media wants you to believe the opposite is true of this report. They want you to believe that anybody that stands on the side of the Lord's word, which I'm not moving from by the grace of God, or the laws that are found within the state statutes throughout the United States of America, they want you to believe that they're haters and they're bigots because they want to condemn the crimes of those that are guilty of the crimes. Again, this is ridiculous. It absolutely is. So friends, let me make clear here. People that fail to repent, I'm here to tell you right now, what you have hanging on the top of your head is the wrath of God. And it abides upon the children of disobedience. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, you want to keep going on in your disobedience and your rebellion towards the things of God, then don't expect mercy on Judgment Day because you failed to take the course that the Lord has offered through mercy by accepting, out of gratitude, Jesus Christ who died for the sins of the world as a propitiation, spilling his blood, Ephesians 1:7. And if you refuse that, you refuse your own salvation. You refuse God's mercy, and you will be cast into the lake of fire that burneth forever. And I'm here to tell you, friends, I'm not a hellfire preacher because it's not scriptural, but I am telling you, hell is the place, as Jesus pointed out. It is the consequence of those that fail to repent before a just and a holy and a merciful judge. Amen. Folks, we love you by what we do. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be with you again in 23 hours. We're going to go ahead and highlight tomorrow exactly what many will say, oh my goodness, I didn't know if that was true or not. Love you by what we do, and we will be talking to you in 23. See ya.